Morning, birds.
Hey.
There they are. You know why the birds are excited this morning? Because they know we're going to take a trip to Jamaica.
Ooh.
Yeah. But first.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go. I've heard before, my heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing once more.
We play everything here, we do. This is the anniversary of when they released that musical, The Sound of Music, back in 1965, with Julie Andrews. And Christopher Plummer, I think, passed away last week, did he not? The other star of that. Anyway, we thought we'd start with something good there. Three after the hour, it's Pirate Radio from Chicago. It's Gary Lee Wright. And we're going to go to Jamaica today, man. We're doing a virtual tour, so glad you joined us for that. So before we jump in our virtual ship and go down there, let's hit the news real quick here. No surprise, the chairwoman of Texas utility regulators resigned yesterday in response to a growing bipartisan backlash over widespread power outages during one of the worst winter storms there in a generation. Deanne T. Walker, who's been chairwoman of the Public Utility Commission of Texas since 2017, has been caught in a tide of fury. She was an advisor to the controversial governor of Texas. So we'll see what's happening there. This is a big story. We're going to talk a little bit about unions today, me and Aaron the News Baron. If you don't know about this, they're having an election down in Alabama. How do we have the election? No, this is a union election. There's a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. It is an Amazon.com warehouse, and they're voting as to whether they're going to have a union or not. Even President Joe rang in. Said every worker should have a free and fair choice to join a union. So a unionizing campaign that had deliberately stayed under the radar for months has in recent days blossomed into a star-studded showdown. I'm reading from the New York Times here. On one side is the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union and its many pro-labor allies in the worlds of politics and sports and Hollywood. On the other side is one of the world's most dominant companies, an e-commerce behemoth. What? That's right. Hello, we're a behemoth that has warded off previous unionizing efforts at its U.S. facilities over its more than 25-year history. You know, I'd forgotten that Amazon is that old. The attention, it's turning this union vote into a referendum, not just on working conditions, at the Bessemer, Alabama warehouse. They employ 5,800 people there. But on the plight of low-wage employees and workers of color in particular, many of the workers in that warehouse are black, and union organizers have highlighted their campaign seeking to link the vote to a struggle for civil rights in the South. So the retail unions down there have a long history of trying to battle that out. Now, Amazon, of course, would rather not have a union. They have a counter campaign both inside the warehouse and on a national stage. They've zeroed in on pure economics. Their starting wage is $15 an hour plus benefits. That's a lot more than the competitors in Alabama, where minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. The head of, a spokeswoman for Jeff Bezos said, quote, "We're going to provide education about everything, about joining a union." So they're hanging up signs around the water cooler. This is interesting here. I'll tell you, this is a kind of a modern day take on what it's like to try to organize a union. They tried to change the timing of the stoplight outside the warehouse here. What? Well, Amazon did ask county officials in mid-December to change the stoplight's timing. There's no evidence in the county records that the change was made to thwart the union. What's about it? Well, the thing is, they stop at the light, and when the light was red, we could answer questions and have brief conversations with workers, says one of the retail workers union spokespeople, President Stuart Applebaum. They're like, move along, nothing to see now. That's the latest there. And the other thing that Amazon does on a regular basis, they pay people to quit. That's one of the things that they do. They hire a whole bunch of people recently, and they've been making a fortune during the COVID. But the union questioned an offer the company made to the Alabama warehouse workers to pay them at least $1,000 if they quit by late March. Mr. Applebaum said the idea is to entice employees to leave before the vote ends, and they try to remove the most likely union supporters from their workforce. So anyway, there you go. I think this is a big deal. I think we're going to see an age of unionization again. Yeah, I do. All right, we'll kick that around a little bit. If you've got a comment about any of this stuff, you can always hit us up. It's radioanything@gmail.com. And you can leave us a toll-free voicemail anytime, 24/7. It's 844-220-3300. So at 9 after the hour. All right, couple of quick behind-the-headline stories. Okay, this is good. Germans have coined more than 1,200 words to describe pandemic life. You speak German? How about this? Spuckschutzschirm. Spuckschutzschirm. That's German for a spit protection umbrella. Huh? You have one of those? And Fußgruß, which is German for foot greeting. I don't want to know. I do not want to know about that. Today, of course, is John Bon Jovi's birthday. And if there's anybody that knows about a foot greeting, it's him. Fußgruß. John Bon Jovi, our birthday boy. How old is that fella today? Let me just see here. He is 59. Wow. John Francis Bon Jovi, Jr., born in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, on March the 2nd. So, wow. All right. Big hit there for him. Microphone Jones just wandered into the studio. I saw him snapping his fingers. I'll ask him if people know. People outside his immediate circle knows that he sings along with Bon Jovi. We'll ask him about that. That's coming up here. I got a quick egg. Put your mic on. There's a quick story that I threw over there. I thought this was more one of the most interesting things. They found a chariot in Pompeii. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I see it.
Read that back or throw it to me. It's like they say it's the Lamborghini.
Yeah, basically it was used for wedding ceremonies. It looked like.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go to a wedding in a chariot.
I mean, they had to do it. I would today.
It's adorned with metal medallions depicting satyrs, nymphs, and cupids. Well, it's all about fertility back in Pompeii. said Eric Poehler, who is a professor at the University of Massachusetts. He said, "I was astounded. Many of the vehicles I had written about before are your standard station wagon or a vehicle for taking the kids to soccer. This is a Lamborghini. Yeah, this is an outright fancy car." I think that's, say if you squeeze the news hard enough, sometimes things pop out here. What else we got today? This is Dr. Seuss Day. Dr. Seuss has a birthday. Dr. Seuss, Ted Geisel, American children's author and political cartoonist. He was born on this day in 1904. Your kids read Dr. Seuss?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right, so we got, here are the top five books. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Cat in the Hat. You know that one?
Yeah.
Well, I love that one.
Green Eggs and Ham is next.
That's right.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember, we got to get a clip of this. You remember when, you're a little bit younger than I am, Jesse Jackson read Green Eggs and Ham on Saturday Night Live?
Really?
Oh, that was unbelievable. Right. So we got the Cat in the Hat, the Lorax. Did he mention the Lorax? How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, that's definitely one.
Yeah, people are still angry about that. And The Places You'll Go. That was a good one. You know, I wonder if there's a... I think I have a clip here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
How about, you remember Thing 1 and Thing 2?
Yeah. My kids will think 1, Thing 2 for Halloween one year.
As they both went as things?
Yeah, Thing 1, Thing 2.
Okay. All right, this is for them. Here we go.
I need help. I most truly, truly do. In this box are my helpmates, Thing 1 and Thing 2. From this box will emerge Thing 2 and Thing 1, and they can find anything under the sun. It can be done. It can be done. They can do anything, anything, anything under the sun. If your nerves are getting nervous and your house is topsy-turvous, they are always at your service. Thing 2 and Thing 1.
There's always one, some long face, sour belly, son of a gun.
There's always some fish, some sour belly fish, who's only one wasted to flatten up fun. Doesn't like fun, doesn't like fun, quick and wholesome, there isn't fun.
FBI? FBI? Listen. I am a fish residing at 2322 Magnolia Boulevard, and I want to report a Cat in the Hat. FBI! FBI!
All right. There you go. Thing 1 and Thing 2. Reminds me, actually, I had a couple of bosses by that name.
Thing 1, Thing 2.
Yeah, back in the older. You know what? We're going to go to Jamaica this hour. In fact, let's hear a little reggae.
Welcome, by and by, That's how it does. I come left or right. Say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta youth. I and I start recruit soldiers for Selassie I army. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta youth. You know fi ask is who are the general issue in a warning. Jah people them a ball, said them tired of mediocre. Evil a go fall when we tread in Ethiopia. Believing from down, cause them life no easy boat. Even Bantan said it's not an easy road. Operation, occupy the motherland. Calling all soldiers to kind of tread along. From creation, he writing a Jah plan. But chronics can't do it alone. So I'm recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, I choose. Executing Selassie I works and me lost a far right truth. And them say here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta youth. I'm on a start recruit soldiers for Selassie I army. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta youth. You're not for oxes who are the general issue in a warning board. Waving the banner red, green and gold. It is such a honor for season four. Discovered on stones, on trees and scrolls. And even in the stories that Jesus told. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, Jaja send me for work. Bring the fire in a room, Jaja send me for perch. But I can't do it alone. Rasta recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, I choose. Executing Selassie I works and be lost a far, I choose. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta youth. I and I start recruit soldiers for Selassie I army. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta youth. You're not for oxes who are the general issue in a warning, eh. Left or right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right, the soldiers are gone. Eh, could I never throw it down, oh boy. Yeah, how we say left, right, the soldiers are gone. Here comes trouble, my friend, and here comes danger. Rastafari, send me come. I said we sent by the Savior. Here comes trouble, my friend. Here comes danger, boy. Ooh, nah. Hey, and then say here comes trouble. Here comes the danger. Here comes trouble.
This band called Chronics, with two X's. Here comes trouble. So we have a little reggae here. We're gonna have a lot more of that reggae feel. We'll hang out in Jamaica before the end of the hour here with our new friend. I just talked to him yesterday. Really interesting guy. Wellesley Gale is his name. So anyway, hang on for that. Right now, hang on for my good friend here on this side of the ocean. Aaron Mittens, Aaron the News Baron, joining us. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. You have a relative, without outing you, who is a union person, yes?
Yeah, my dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good for him, all right. So I read this jazz about the Amazon union, or lack of it at this point, down in Bessemer. What do you make of all that? I think this is a pretty big story. You agree with that?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, and I think it was maybe a bit more organized than was initially led on to, but they were kind of going under the underground for a few months, and then recently, as you know, said all the details earlier, Joe Biden came out and made a video about it, one of the most vocal, pro-union statements in at least my lifetime from a president. We had Stacey Abrams coming out, a lot of people kind of jumping on that bandwagon, so I hope that. And we, as we all know, Joe Biden is a longtime union supporter. And I was able to meet Joe Biden at the local, at the the Chicago Plumbers Union down here.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah. That was a pretty cool opportunity that I had younger on.
You buried the lead. That's because I don't give you a chance to talk. That's why we miss all these details here. I didn't know that you'd met him. Wow, that's cool. Well, I mean, that's the traditional coalition, including labor here in the United States for Democrats. So, you think it's going to go their way, the union? Maybe,
but I mean, for me, the takeaway, this specific instance, it might, it very well might. But I think more so, this is kind of like the first strike at Amazon, especially during the Biden presidency. So this isn't the last, at least. So even if this one doesn't go through, I'm hoping that this is like sending out, ringing the bell for other workers in other states and other cities to, you know, coalesce themselves.
You know, if you listen to me, you'd think that I had something against Amazon. And I do, but I don't. I mean, I never work for them. I don't know, you know. I tried to avoid using their services. I'm thoroughly mortified that we lost so many bricks and mortar stores during the COVID. I could go on and on and on. And a lot of things that people talk about Amazon, you could go back to these, you go back to the 19th century and see companies that started out looking pretty good, and then later that very same decade they didn't. The trust busting, anyway. So, yeah, I think we'll see more about. We'll look inside Amazon more than I think we have. So, and the other thing I want to ask you about, Volvo is now going to stop making gas-powered automobiles. You know about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's pretty interesting. Worldwide right now, there seems to be a shortage of microchips, which is really important for especially electric cars. And battery production seems to be ramping up in America. So hopefully, this is good news because this is an offshore company getting into electric cars when really it was America that was going at it first. So hopefully if we can get ahead of the game right now, Tesla is ramping up battery production. So America right now is the number one battery producer in the world. If we can ramp up, as you see Joe Biden making moves for microchips, we could be at the forefront of a new boom in manufacturing here in America.
You know, I was up in Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago at a place that I'd stayed, a hotel up there that I'd stayed up many times. It's an old hotel. And I never realized that one of the parking, one of the floors of the parking garage has a whole ramp of plug-in your electric vehicle here. And I thought, well, I bet I was there before. I just never noticed it. So I don't know. You're an environmentalist. Is this the solution, you think, to the carbon mess?
I hope so. See, unfortunately, whenever you plug into a power outlet, that energy is coming from somewhere, whether it's a nuclear power plant or coal power in most places anyway. Yeah. So if Tesla, for instance, Elon talks a lot of talk about how green friendly his cars are, but if he really did a rundown of how much the charging your car over time is impacting the economy versus like a small sedan like a Prius, it's pretty much up there.
Yeah.
But so hopefully, yeah, this is the answer once we start to move the coal industry and the oil industry, which are the titans that will refuse to fall. That's really will be the last step. We can power all of these new inventions with clean energy.
Yeah, and windmills too, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which do
that
not
hopefully don't kill birds.
Which do not kill birds. Here in the news, Baron. Thank you. I'm on my way to Jamaica, man. All those birds. Exodus. Movement of your people. Oh yeah. Ever my title, let me tell you this. We'll be right back. You know, the first time I heard reggae music described, whoever it was that was trying to explain it to those of us who didn't know what it was, said it was hypnotic. I think that's about right. First reggae music I ever heard was from that man there, Bob Marley. In fact, I have my most treasured possession is here on the wall. It's a picture of me and a small group of people with Mr. Marley. So, yeah. A great way to introduce our guest here. We're going to go live to Jamaica right now. I just pulled up his website, and looks like he's having breakfast there. It's Wellesley Gale joining us right now from Jamaica. Morning, Wellesley.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing? What are you eating on your website there?
What am I eating now? I think that was some curry chicken in it.
So, I'm not going to ask if you're a native Jamaican. I'm betting that you are.
Absolutely.
Wellesley is the author of, Intriguing Facts About Jamaica, a book that came out in 2008, and the Jamaica Insider Guide. And as I said, I just pulled up his website. It's my-island-jamaica.com, my-island-jamaica.com with hyphens in there, all about Jamaican food and culture and people and scenery and stuff. You like reggae music? Is that a loaded question? Do you listen to reggae?
I do. I was enjoying the music you mentioned also while ago you were playing. I was listening to it, you know. I haven't heard it in a while, but yes, love it. It's synonymous with Jamaica, reggae music.
Do you, whereabouts do you live in Jamaica? Do you live in Kingston?
I'm on the Montego Bay side.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm picturing. I actually have a map here. I'm trying to work on it. So,
that's more west. That's west northerly side of the island.
Okay. All right. What do you, what's a favorite thing that you do in Jamaica? What's your activity that you can't wait to get to?
Well, I actually played a lot of cricket back then. I don't do it as much now, especially since the pandemic and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what I enjoy most doing is playing cricket and going around the island. Different places, different scenes, lots of things to do, as you know. I mean, I think I have an article there with over 100 and odd places, interesting places in Jamaica. So, love that.
Yeah.
And on a weekly basis, I try to go at least one place now. It's still a little challenging now, but I try at least once for myself as well as for my readers and YouTube subscribers so I can share more of the culture and the landscape and stuff with them, you know?
What do you think people that have never been to Jamaica, and I've never been there, I love the music and I like the food. What is it that we don't know? What would surprise me? Give me a fact that would surprise me about Jamaica.
Well, Jamaica, and this is an interesting one, Jamaica, Port Royal. Not sure if you heard of Port Royal.
Yeah.
Port Royal is on the Kingston side. It was once named the wickedest city on earth. That was where all the... So there's a lot of artifacts there, and there was a major earthquake there back then. So a lot of pirates and stuff would hang out back in, on that side of the island back in those days. You know, and a lot of gambling and stuff used to take place there. So it was rather like an offshore haven, if you will, way back in that time.
I'm having trouble hearing exactly what you're telling me, but I think something about an earthquake.
Yes. Let me see if I can get a little closer.
Okay. This is Wellesley Gale. Wellesley Gale is the author of Intriguing Facts About Jamaica, the Jamaica Insider Guide, and the proprietor of a YouTube channel which is devoted to all things Jamaican food and culture and people and scenery and stuff like that. So, tell me, are you into legends? Are there local legends that you talk about there, Wesley?
You mean like dopey stories and stuff?
Yeah,
like that?
You know, folklore, stuff like that. That sounds much better, by the way. You sound like a different person.
Oh yeah, you mean since I'm actually, I have the phone a little closer now.
Yeah, that's much better. We want to hear you. Folklore, legends that you tell people about when they visit you there.
Quite a few. I mean, you tell the person, for example, when children are born, you know, you see you plant the umbilical, that you know, that thing, that umbilical cord, I think we call it.
The umbilical cord.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You plant it under a tree, typically.
You plant the umbilical cord under a tree.
Yes, yes, yes. They plant it.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to bring good luck, but also that tree that it's usually planted under.
Yeah.
You know, the child would be the owner of that tree. You know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There's quite a few more. I mean, they'll say, for example, if you wash your face in unprocessed rice, you will get the ability to see. To see Duppy. you'll hear us also that if you feel you are targeted by evil, you should wear your clothes on the wrong side. You know, so we have quite a few. I went to a funeral the year before, because I think last year was 2020, and the mother died, and the baby was passed over the casket at the funeral. That is something that is. You know, I didn't even realize we still do that. You know, you pass the baby across the casket. They say you want to do it, show them the baby one last time, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's more like on that side. But in terms of luck, they'll also say to you that spilling salt is bad luck.
Spilling salt is bad luck.
Yeah, so you should throw some over your shoulder. Back way to reverse that.
Okay, I've seen that. I've seen that one.
Do you seen that before?
Yeah, no, we do that. We do that. Do you cook, oh. Wesley? Do you cook yourself? Yeah, do you cook food?
Cook? Oh, I try. I think I'm doing a little better now since COVID.
Yeah.
Because I spend a lot more time at home. So for the last year or two, you know, I've done a lot, and I believe I'm doing much better. So yeah. My wife will tell you that I am not a bad cook at all. You know, certainly for Jamaican food.
What do you call Jamaican food? Like jerk?
Jerk. We have jerk. Yes, jerk chicken. Again, that's trademark Jamaican, right. Jamaican food, popular all over the world. But you know, we have the curried chicken. We have the escovitch fish. We have fried fish and bami. We also jerk pork. You know, we have curry goat, which is really mutton. The goat curry that with white rice is also another popular food here. Yeah, we have bacon. We have sweet potato pudding, cornmeal pudding. Of course, the world famous Jamaican patty.
Yeah.
You know, I can't make that, but those are some of the foods that you're probably a little familiar with from Jamaica.
I've heard
of
the curried goat. I never had a curried goat. Yeah, that's probably an acquired taste.
It's actually pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's mutton.
Yeah,
and you curry it. Of course, you know, Jamaican curry is used, which has its own taste and flavor. Oh. It's you pimento, which I think you call it all spice in the States.
Yeah.
Is a part of that ingredient, which may give it a special flavor. So most of our signature dishes and spices, pimento is used in there. And that gave it a rather Jamaican taste, we call it, you know?
I'm hungry.
So
you
should be here. You should be here though, man.
Yeah, I want to. And what do you drink with all that? Alcoholic or non-alcoholic? What do you wash all that down with?
I am not. Well, personally, I'm not so much alcoholic. Certainly not anymore.
That's good. That's good.
But you know, one of the foods that, if you're coming here, and those who are listening would want to certainly have, is sorrel. We have sorrel, Jamaican sorrel, which we are hearing more and more now have significant medicinal benefits.
I don't know that word. Spell that.
S-O-R-R-E-L, sorrel.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's like a hibiscus, a flower.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And you said it's medicinal.
We are learning more and more now how powerful it is medicinal. But historically we have that at Christmas time. It's a delicacy at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
With Christmas cake, Jamaican fruit cake. So we have that. But we also have throughout the year, you know, we have our soursop juice, we have our carrot juice, and, you know, different persons do it different ways. Traditionally, for the carrot, for example, we mix that with stout, with like a stout, like, you know, like a Guinness stout or a dragon stout.
Right.
We put condensed milk in there with the spices of nutmeg and stuff like that, and that's supposed to give you an extra boost, you know, stamina kind of thing, you know.
I think anything with Guinness in it does give you a boost. Carrots or not, you think?
I guess. Yeah.
I do want to come down and visit. If I visited Jamaica, how long do I want to be there to see them?
I think a minimum a week. Minimum a week. Ideally, okay. 2 weeks.
Right.
There's so much to do. There's so much to do here. Every parish, and I have a document on my website now with list every parish and all the activities in each parish. There's so much. I mean, there are caves to explore. I think we have close to 1,000 caves and things, so they say here. Some are more popular than some, obviously, and some are more visitable than some. But we have a lot of caves here, Green Grotto Cave, a lot of blue holes. We have beaches. We have, of course, you know, world famous Negril Beach.
Right.
We have the beaches. We have sorry, I got a little distracted here. We have the caves I mentioned to you. We have a lot of museums. We have with artifacts. We have a lot of historical sites. You know, we have so much here. We have nature. We have places that you can go and get and just enjoy nature. The bird sanctuaries.
We're big on birds on this show. I was thinking about the birds in Jamaica. So this really sounds. Honest to God, I'm going to come down there. I know that the tourist industry has been impacted by the COVID, but hopefully we're going to get back to that pretty soon here. So, I'll come down and.
Yeah, man, there's quite a lot. I mean, it's quite a lot. Now we're doing stuff like farm tours. Rafting, you know, a couple of days I was at the, what we call the Rasta Farah Indigenous Village.
Right.
Yeah, which again is another aspect of our culture, which is really interesting, intriguing.
I'd like to know more about Rasta. That's an example of something that I could probably learn a little bit more about.
Definitely. I would implore you. I've learned. I've been learning so much more over the last 2 years about it. They had a monthly show, at the end of each month. But that's not happening now. It's postponed because of the whole.
Because of the COVID. But it's so rich.
The food. It's almost like in a totally different world and different aspect of Jamaica that you get for to me. So of course, you know Negril. You heard of Negril and the Sunset Ritz Cafe. You should have known about that. The Glistening Waters attraction in Trelawney, where the water glistens at a certain time of when you go there and play in it. One of the most magical attractions in Jamaica. The Dolphin Cove attraction, Mystic Mountain, the world famous Dunn River Falls. You know that. You should know that one.
You're a walking postcard for this place.
Thank you.
Wellesley, thanks for taking a moment and visiting with us this morning. Wellesley's YouTube channel is myislandjamaica.com with hyphens. My-island-jamaica.com. Listen, I'm going to come down and we'll shake hands, okay?
Looking forward, man. Looking forward.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Greetings to all your listeners.
Thank you.
My subscribers, I'm sure, will be listening at some point here. So I salute them as well.
You be safe and well, okay?
Thank you. Same to you and your family.
It's Wellesley Gale from Jamaica. Six before the hour, it's Pirate Radio from Chicago. My colleague Microphone Jones is also here. You have not been to Jamaica. Would you like to go?
I have not. I would love to go.
That sounded good talking to him, man. I you grab anything, the food, the music, culture.
Sound like a good time.
Yeah.
He said a week that we should be there, so.
At least.
At least. I'll take it.
So, As you know, we have a lot of bird stuff going here, and I had a couple of bird stories here. I'm showing you this picture across here. Let me see this. This is the picture of the black-browed babbler. Mm. You see that?
Yeah.
This thing about birds, it's fun to say the names.
Yeah.
Black-browed babbler. If you get pulled over, state police,
yeah,
they say, give me that three times. Black-browed babbler.
Right? Oh, man.
So, anyway.
Sound like I'll be going to jail.
So, anyways, a picture of this. This is an interesting story. I'll throw this out to people. This is a bird that they haven't seen for 170 years. So, they thought it were extinct and it's back. So, that was the one thing. The other thing I saw here from Sparks, who is our amateur ornithologist here, this week's bird of the week is called the Northern Shrike.
Nice.
All right, let me see if I can pull up the Northern Shrike. Oh, jeez. That's it. All right. These unusual songbirds are seen in our area. They're territorial and aggressive, even outside the breeding season. Dig this, they are known to attack birds as large as ducks.
Really?
Wow. That pose no threat to them. They defend their large territories, about 7 acres around. They have 7 acres around their nest.
Mm.
Wow. All right, it's a robin-sized bird. Let's see here. There we go. It's a fierce predator, strictly carnivorous. I thought all birds ate, like, seeds and stuff.
Yeah.
Pieces of grass. No.
That sound like the birds that's in the movie, The Birds.
I know. This bird eats other birds. No. It attacks mammals and insects.
Mm.
They're big-headed gray birds with black wings. They wear a black mask. See, you can't go anywhere now without this whole mask thing happening. On behalf of Natasha Rodriguez, who produces us in Chicago, have a good day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.